In September 2013, the FBI became aware of the existence of a sadistic psychopath who is abducting women. His identity is still unknown. He goes by the alias The Mentor. This is the story of his relationship with the first woman he ever abducted.
Prologue. The Mentor. April 20th, 1978. I slinked further into the shadows, concealing myself in the darker shades of night. The tremor in my hands came not from apprehension or hesitancy, but from anticipation. I waited for my victim. Soon the darkness within me would be released, the pressure siphoned off. She would take my darkness. I would impart it to her, inflict it upon her. I would be able to breathe again. Seeking to still my shaking, I immersed myself in the memory of the first and only time the enigmatic pressure within me had been released. Screams. Blood. Death. Power. Freedom. Absolution. I realized now that I hadn't really been alive before the day the light left my father's eyes. His lifeblood spilled over my hands, and the dulling film of perpetual apathy that coated my psyche dissipated. The world became sharp, my senses impossibly heightened. It was the closest thing to human emotion I had ever experienced. The pleasure that flooded me was the nearest approximation I could imagine to what normal people call joy. But now the memory of that hyper-awareness, that sensation of being alive, tormented me as much as it pleased me. No sooner had I disposed of my father's body than the sensation began to fade, and the dim monotony of my detached existence began to seep back into me. Now that I was aware of it, the dimness built, gathering slowly into darkness. My darkness. It coiled within me, slithering through my veins and rendering my very pulse sluggish. It would overcome me, would consume me from the inside out, if it didn't find release. Killing again wasn't an option. I might not have a formal education, but I wasn't stupid. I wasn't going to leave a trail of bodies behind and risk being caught. If I kept her with me, she could take my darkness regularly. I would allow it to consume her rather than me. I would train her to like it. Otherwise, my darkness would devour her completely, and I would have to find a new toy. I couldn't risk drawing attention to myself by taking more than one woman. Kathleen Marie White wasn't special to me in any way. No one was special to me. I had chosen her because she was convenient and she suited my needs. Like me, she practically lived at the Hesburgh Libraries at the University of Notre Dame. She had come here to study for the last 4 years, and even though I was a few years younger than she, I had been coming here for much longer than that. I wasn't a student, but I had always found solace at the library. The desire to avoid my father and my disinterest in mundane human interactions made it an ideal place for me to hide out. People couldn't speak in the library. The pointless tedium of social pretentiousness was muffled within those walls. As always, she was the last to leave the library on a Saturday night. The light of the street lamp near the entrance caught the reddish facets of her dark hair, crowning her head with a crimson halo for the space of a moment. My mind conjured up images of how I might draw that blood-red shade from her body in other ways. Something unfamiliar stirred low in my gut in response, and my pulse jumped past its normal tempo. Interesting. I had intended to use sexual torment against her. Sex held little appeal for me. It would be simply a means to an end. But in that moment, I understood its allure. When used as a weapon, sex might be pleasurable. The sudden stiffening of my cock told me as much.